Hello, and welcome to Shut Up and Listen, episode 34. I am Jeff.
I'm Brandon. Maverick is in the house.
He'll probably bark at least once.
Definitely. He's had cabin fever, so he is just wound up. Because I'm gone all the time now, so.
What are you drinking on tonight?
Oh, tonight I went with hopefully something that will keep me awake. It's a Starbucks double shot energy plus protein drink, because I'm pretty exhausted right now. So we'll see if it works. If I start snoring, it didn't work.
You have anything planned for tonight?
Yeah, I got a few things. First thing, you know, last time we had the kind of public service announcement about fart rape.
Yeah.
And getting the awareness out there. So I kind of wanted to keep on with the kind of a PSA theme, and this one that's kind of, I think, will be really dear to both of our hearts, this movement. It's basically called Stop Swiping, Start Wiping. And it's to get the word out there, you know, these kids, they're on their smartphones and they're dropping a deuce, you know. Just once you've dropped the kids off at the pool, you don't need to sit there for an hour playing on your smartphone. You know, just do a few wipes and always front to back, by the way, front to back for you kids out there and rookies. And get off the pot, you know. Get outside. So we'll make that a listener challenge. Spread the word. Spread the word. Maverick's spreading the word. Stop swiping. Start wiping. So there you go.
All right. Well, tonight I have a poem. I have a new segment called Fuck That Guy.
Nice.
Of course, I have an open letter or two.
Naturally.
And
we got some junior mints too, so woohoo.
I am gonna do, I don't know what I'm gonna do. It's either this dude that I hate from work or Jack Black. I've been holding off on Jack Black for a while.
Yeah, it's been on the table for a while.
We'll go ahead and do that one.
Just to get it off the table.
Yeah.
The metaphorical table.
Yeah. I guess I can go ahead and do my poem.
Yeah, let's knock that out.
This is titled Blue Balls.
Oh man.
Blue balls, blue balls. Won't you go away? Blue balls, blue balls, why must you stay? You make my eyes water. Right now I'd fuck a chick, a fat chick, and become a father. Why did that chick have to tease? I'll hit her in the face with a bag of frozen peas.
Man.
Damn, my weenie won't go soft. Fuck it, I'm going to the bathroom to jack off.
Right.
It will hurt until I make the love juice, but that's not an excuse. After some time, I'll feel fine, and I'll fall asleep. Not on my penis, though.
No.
That's it.
I guess you can cut a hole in the mattress or something.
Yeah.
There you go. Or just get a blow-up doll.
Blue balls suck.
Yeah, they do. They definitely do. Thank goodness for internet porn.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, what are the kind of, you guess maybe you could get some print, like a magazine. Does anyone buy magazines anymore?
Why? Internet porn.
I mean, I guess you could get Playboy, because this is about the articles, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I read it for.
So, yeah. But, is anyone paying for porn? And B, is anyone getting print like a magazine? I don't know.
Yeah.
We've moved on, people.
But seriously, I've got blueballed before, and it sucks. And you jack off to feel better, and it hurts like crazy at first, but then you feel better.
It's like a deep tissue massage.
Yeah. Oh, I got to tell you about this dream I had real quick.
Uh-oh.
So I'm balls deep in a nun. Her name's Sister Mary Catherine from Sister Act.
I thought Seth was here for a second.
No. So I'm balls deep in Sister Mary Clarence from Sister Act, the old lady.
Yeah, nice, yeah.
And all of a sudden, Whoopi Goldberg comes in.
Uh-oh.
And she goes, I got next.
Yeah.
And I woke up.
Ah, thought maybe you pulled on her dreadlocks or something like that.
I'm sure she would have pulled out a dick.
It's possible. Fighter and the Kid were talking about the whole Bruce Caitlyn Jenner thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they were like, someone wrote in. It's like, if either of you changed genders, what would your name be? Brendan was obviously Brenda, and Brian was Brianna. But they were joking with Brendan Schaub. Like, Brian Callen's like, I'm just picturing Brendan. And he keeps correcting him. Brenda, just walking in, just normal. Nothing's changed except for he has a wig on. He's like, he keeps calling him like the dick inhaler. Uh-oh, here comes Brenda, the dick inhaler, walking in. Hey, boys, Brenda's here. Who's first? I mean, it was just so funny. Because basically they're like, what's the big deal?
Yeah. I saw something, and I don't know if Kevin Hart actually said it, but it has his picture, and it's got the only, if he said it, it's the only funny thing I've ever heard from him.
Nice.
He said, the Kardashians made Scott an alcoholic, Lamar Odom a crackhead, and turned Bruce Jenner into a female. I can't wait to see what they do to Kanye.
Right. Maybe he'll become, humble, and who knows?
Yeah, probably not.
Maybe he'll become a preacher or something.
Okay, I can either do Fuck That Guy, my open letter, or Grind My Gears.
I want to tell some jokes real quick.
Do that.
You ready for this?
Yep.
Why can't Ray Charles see his friends?
Because he's blind?
Because he's married. Wah, wah. Why do you never see elephants hiding in trees?
They can't climb.
Because they're just really good at it. What's something that's red and bad for your teeth?
Maverick's red rocket?
No, brick was the...
correct.
Yeah. What's blue and smells like red paint?
I have no clue.
Blue paint.
I get it.
Yeah, you should have got that one. I don't know why you didn't get that one.
I'm high.
Why can't you hear a pterodactyl going to the bathroom?
I don't know.
Because the pee is silent. These are so awesome. I love this. Horse walks into a bar. The bartender says, why the long face? The horse replies, my alcoholism is destroying my family. Oh, that's it. I'm done. Yeah, the next one is way too long.
Okay.
So.
That's also what she said.
That is. Not to me, though. Yeah. Mine is super small.
So what do you want me to do?
Go ahead and get Jack Black out of the way. Get him out of the way.
Yeah, I'm tired of looking at it.
Yeah, might as well. Might as well just get it done.
All right, Jack Black. Nice beard, you fat fuck. I don't like one of your movies. You're really, 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 really a shitty comedian.
Nice.
When you're coked up all the time, you think you would be funnier. You look like an ugly gremlin that ate after midnight. You look like a fat Asian penis. You rub one out to a picture of Frank Ocean pissing in a bush.
I've never seen a fat Asian penis.
But you've seen Asian penis?
No, I haven't seen any, actually. Except for the Hangover guy.
Yeah. You like Justin Bieber's music and cry like a teenage girl if you see him. You are the same height but 10 times fatter than Kevin Hart. You had an audition for Step Up 7 and got rejected. You weep tears of happiness after every episode of Glee.
I missed Step Up 6. Crap. I have to go look that up.
Probably went straight to DVD.
True.
Probably went straight to VHS.
Right.
You got in a van with tinted windows because the guy said he had candy and a good time.
Sweet.
Your favorite movie of all time is Leprechaun in the Hood.
Also missed that one.
You had a relationship with a dog and he dumped you because your dick was too small. You like licking male nipples. When you fall down, no one helps you up. You have other people's name or underwear.
Right.
You have a flip phone.
That could be the worst insult out of all of them so far.
People persons avoid you. You shot JFK. You got carjacked by yourself. This is Jeff signing off with I hope Mini-Me kicks you in your wiener on TV and the whole world sees it, bitch.
Man, he'd probably go for that, though.
Yeah.
You'd probably make $1 million off of it. Well, geez, that sucks. It also sucks that you know what a fat Asian penis looks like.
I've seen a few.
Yeah, all right. Whatever blows your skirt up.
That definitely does. And
speaking of fat Asian penis, you talked to Cordell lately?
We've texted a few times in the last week. Oh, I saw him about a week ago. I went and he helped me with Photoshop since he knows it really well.
Oh, yeah. Photoshop your penis larger?
No. It was too big to fit on the screen.
Oh, yeah. So that's why you get two screens like I do, so.
I said, hey, man, I'll get pizza. You order it, whatever you want. And he got it from Mazzio's, and he loved it. But, dude, it was stuffed crust. And I couldn't do it.
I've never had stuffed crust from Mazzio's.
He says it's great, but I can't do stuffed crust with any pizza. It just grosses me out.
Huh. Weird. Yeah, I've had it at Pizza Hut, but never from Mazzio's.
He just licked your junior mints box.
Just, I know. He thinks he's looking for treats, and I didn't get him one tonight. So that's conditioning, ladies and gentlemen, for all you psychology fans. He knows. He's freaking out because something's not right tonight. So went to the lake this last weekend. really, I just went up there to work. I took one of my motorcycles up there just to work on it because I knew if I stuck around town, I wouldn't get any work done on it because I've just got so much going on. So I'm in the garage working on the bike, and he is tethered up by his leash right there at the edge of the garage. And I look over, and there's a deer right there, which is nothing new. I mean, I've talked about deer. I've fed the deer from my hand before, but this one is just standing there staring at Maverick, and Maverick is just sitting there staring back. And I took that picture, which I gotta say is a pretty awesome picture.
Yeah.
So after Maverick figured out that I was there watching, you know, he gets excited. And so he does this thing where he jumps up on his hind legs, and the deer, it spooks the deer, and he turns around and just runs straight into the back of my truck. So it knocks him on the ground. He falls down. The deer does. Gets back up and runs maybe, I don't know, 10 yards and stops and turns around. He wanted corn, so we fed him. So Maverick had his encounter with the deer. And
he ran into the back of the truck.
I thought it was, I mean, I went over there fully expecting it to be dented. I mean, it was just a doe, so it wasn't like a 200-pound buck or something like that. But it was fine. Maverick also got in the lake, which it was kind of an accident at first because everything's flooded. I mean, the water's up so high.
Yeah.
And so we went down to the boat ramp, and one of the sidewalks is underwater. But it kind of, you know, it's on a slope, so you at the very beginning of the sidewalk, it's, you know, maybe 2 inches deep, but the farther you go down it, the deeper it is. And he went off the side of that sidewalk, you know, into deeper water, and apparently he can swim. So that mystery's solved. So we'll see if I'm hoping to get him in the pool maybe Sunday night after class, see if he can, see if his little legs can swim. So it's a good time. Need to go up there to the lake.
Hell yeah.
If I ever have free time. I have no free time anymore.
Yeah, what's up with that?
So much work. Between my regular job, Harley gig, and working for my cousin, trying to get his house ready to move in. It's like no time at all. So, woo-hoo. Oh well. What else you got?
I can either do fuck that guy, or I'm going to do grind my gears.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. I'll tell you what grinds my gears. First of all, my sister's in Italy right now. So she always posts all these pictures of Italy stuff and Europe stuff. It just makes me sick. Oh well. All right, that's my grind my gear.
I don't think I've done this one, but we'll see. Tie-dye, people that cry, getting punched in the eye, some stuff at the state fair they fry, that Bruce Jenner guy, or girl, when colors swirl, Jerry curl, dumbbells, lunch pails, when it hails, ice, drug vice, lice, mice, blue cheese, a hefty breeze, when a chick won't get on D's, nuts, paper cuts, missing 2-foot putts, slamming fingers when a door shuts, eyes that are pink, the missing link, shrink, people that don't think, dumbheads, those shoes from back in the day called Keds, boots, when butts poopy, that hillbilly coot, no loot, pennies, lemmies, that they killed Kenny, you bastards, when Tiger wins the Masters, when a dog is chasing you and the other person runs faster,
all right,
horrible sex, Tex-Mex, swim, people that are dim, my old boss Kim, dyke, hair that have a spike, people I don't like, kids that bite, yellow teeth, that deaf motherfucker Keith, the word queef,
right,
a reef, sharks, oceans in amusement parks, squeaky shopping carts, NASCAR racing, when the police are making, sausage chasing, thieves knocking knees, broke tees, and Gene Wood.
Do you do much sausage chasing?
All the time.
Okay. I wasn't sure. That's what I was just asking. I wasn't sure. I don't, so I wouldn't know.
Okay, I deleted it, so I don't.
So you don't do that one again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that one was new. I think maybe a couple of the individual things might have been repeated, but you know.
Yeah.
We need to be reminded. Yeah.
Sometimes that happens.
It's true. Get over it, people.
Yeah. Or I'll kick you in the nuts.
They have them.
Or vagina.
Well, that might work too. Just don't kick them in the boobs.
Boobs.
Boobs are for squeezing.
Yeah. Or suckling.
Yeah. You can suckle on anything with nipples.
Yeah. Or as I like to call them, teats.
Doesn't mean you should, but
that's true.
I mean, you could if you wanted to. So. But that's for an entirely different episode, I think. So is this, you said you, is this someone at work? You said something about a guy you don't like at work.
Oh, that deaf motherfucker, Keith.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, one of my open letters is about a guy I don't know or don't like at work, but the thing is, I've never talked to him once.
Nice.
So Renico was like, dude, you don't even know him. I'm like, don't have to. I can write an open letter about anything.
Fantastic. Are you saving that one or are you going to do it tonight?
I can do it tonight, but I want to for sure do that fuck that guy.
Okay, yeah, do that.
And then I can end with an open letter.
That works.
This is a new segment called Fuck That Guy. Bruce Jenner, fuck that guy.
Fuse now.
Yeah. ISIS, fuck that guy. Right. Those guys on the Sonic commercials, fuck that guy. Hillary Clinton, fuck that guy.
Right.
Kanye West, fuck that guy. Rosie O'Donnell, fuck that guy. Brittany Griner, fuck that guy.
That's accurate.
Puff Daddy, fuck that guy. Ronald McDonald, fuck that guy.
Yeah, he's kind of scary. You'd probably like it.
Yeah. Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, fuck that guy.
Right, yeah.
Babe the Pig, fuck that guy.
Aw.
Tim Robbins, fuck that guy. Bigfoot, fuck that guy. The Asian chick that cut me off this morning, fuck that guy. And the final one is Helen Keller, fuck that guy.
Heck yeah.
So that's my new segment.
That's awesome. That could go, that could just go all over the place.
Yeah, this one guy was telling me I should say a name, say some stuff about him, and then fuck that guy.
Right.
But that took too much work, so I was like, nope, I'm just going to name names and tell him fuck that guy.
Yeah, that works.
You know, I was thinking, have you ever thought about Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, all the time. I'd like to go, maybe go swipe up a winch or two.
I went to one time, and I guess this lady said hello, and I didn't hear her.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, in my day, gentlemen said hello to women. And I was like, but you're a bitch.
Nice, yeah.
If I were ever to work at a Renaissance festival fair, I would be the guy in the tank just talking shit to everyone. And right. Then, you know, it's like 108 degrees, and if someone hit that motherfucker, water.
Yeah, just cool off. Just cool off a little bit.
Those guys are awesome.
I'll do that. Pick up some winches, because I'd be like, listen, this is medieval times. You're my wife now. Get over here and whatever.
And make the sex with me.
Yeah, and then you could just be like, bah.
And then make some mutton chops.
I'm going to go steal someone else's wife because I can, because it's medieval times.
That's true. Okay, you want me to do that final open letter?
Yeah, let's do that.
And then we'll just end the motherfucker.
We'll end it. I'm going to change up my ending line a little bit tonight.
Okay, this is one of the longer open letters I have.
Uh-oh.
I didn't realize that.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I don't even have a name for him. Hey, you greasy-haired bastard. It looks like you bought a bucket of KFC chicken and right out of the fryer and used it as a comb.
Nice.
I don't even know your name. I really don't. You had those stitches between your eyebrows. I remember that. What was that from, shaving your ass? You look like you buy ass beads and dildos. You can fit an extra small condom over your dick and balls. You fall upstairs. A broke hooker wouldn't fuck you. If you were in the WWE, your finishing move would be the dry hump. You looked in a mirror and it punched you in the face. You can't figure Velcro shoes out. Your favorite team is the Patriots. You're probably from Arkansas and have the sex with your mom, which is funny because so does everyone else.
I did.
You need pooked on honics. You don't read good. You have dirt around your body like pig pen. You could have sex with a cricket. Your favorite sport is gay sex. You get drunk off scope. You dressed up on Halloween as Freddy Krueger by sticking Rice Krispie treats on your face. When you clock in at work, instead of punch accepted, it says wash hands, bitch. That is Jeff signing off with a fuck you and I hope your day sucks.
Nice. There you go.
I really don't know his name.
Just make one up for him.
Well, I'm serious, man. His hair looks like he just took some chicken right out of the fryer and brushed it.
Nice. Oh, that's pretty funny.
And gross. And yeah, he did. Yeah. He did have stitches in his eye, like where the unibrow would be.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I wonder if anyone will get that. Did you get it shaving your ass?
Yeah. I get it.
You see where I went with that.
I saw exactly where you went with it.
All right. Like our page. Listen. Tell people about it. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I forgot my open.
Send your resumes.
Yeah.
Complete with pictures.
We'll send forward the dude's one to Cornell.
Yeah, well, definitely. Well, that's mean. That's just standard operating procedure. Any dick pics also go to Cornell?
Yeah.
He requests them, so.
You know, I honestly forgot what I said now at the end.
Did you change it? Did you?
Yeah, it's not the Bob Barker shit anymore.
No, I honestly can't remember.
Yeah.
I can't remember what you changed it to. I remember mine. I remember my new one.
Okay, well.
This one, the other one just kind of, I don't know, was freaking people out, you know. They stop shaking hands with people because of the whole masturbation thing.
I shook more hands. I don't see the big deal.
So this one's like, this one kind of goes out to the women, you know. I won't explain it every time, but just since this is the first time I'm going to do this, I'm going to have a little explanation. Just a little more sensitivity to the women out there, especially the super attractive ones. Never play with a woman's heart because she only has one. Play with her tits because she's got two of those.
I like it.
I like it too. So there That's you go. A good one. That might be my new ending line.
All right. Well, I'm going to go take my pants off.
Cool. Mine are already off. Actually, they're definitely on because I'm still wearing my work clothes that I put on at 7 o'clock this morning.
As I'm walking out of the studio, I will be taking off my pants.
Yeah, that chick from down the way will probably be chasing after you.
I'll be like, look, a sausage.
Mm-hmm. Yep, a little smoky.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's all I got. Maverick says bye.
I won't say bye.
You just did. Fool. All right, check you later.
I may not.